today the laws of Havara on Yom Tov. Okay, so let's learn the laws of Havara on Yom Tov. Okay, there is no page number on the first page. It's Simen Tov Kuf Beis. Okay, this is a very complicated halacha, especially for the women who need to cook. What exactly are you allowed to do? You're allowed to ignite? You're allowed to turn on the range? Definitely not. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to make a new fire. Are you allowed to lower the fire? Ooh, that's a very tough shiloh. Right. So if you need to lower the fire because the food is going to get burned, if the food is burning, you can lower the fire. But let's say you already finished cooking and now the fire is on a high setting and you want to lower it. So this, you should know, is not so simple. Chiluki deos, if you're allowed to lower the flame on the range after when there's no food that is cooking, if you're just allowed to lower the range. So maybe we'll get to that later. That's my point. L'chatchila, no. B'di'eved, yes. Is there a solution? There might be a solution if you take a kettle of water and you put it on it and let it boil and then you to lower it. Because now, if you're going to let it at the highest thing, it's going to evaporate. So you have to lower it, or the water shouldn't evaporate. So that might be a better solution than just lower it. It seems that years ago, no one asked the shiloh. Years ago, everyone just would lower the flame without any shilohs. The flame is on, you can lower it. So today we became a firmer world. People like to ask questions. And water is not kosher. Whoever heard of water? What can we run with water? Where did you grow up? Water is a shiloh. Drinking the water? Whoever heard is a shiloh? Today, you can't even drink water. You drink water, your mom shall go. You have to drink filtered water, bottled water. Listen, I still drink regular tap water without a filter. But it's a whole different world today. Let's see over here.
Probably I remember that was one of the stuff when he got his tweets from Trevor Das.
Yeah.
I'm talking about now, he's in his mid-80s now. He said that was one of the questions they asked him for his
Sicha. What? You know how to drink water?
About raising and lowering the fire.
Oh, the fire, okay. Raise, lowering the fire. Or Chaim. That's not even your idea.
I remember.
That's the Archaim Shiloh. Okay, let's see.
There's a travel site that says when you travel to New York and go to a hotel, you have to be worried about filtering the water.
Okay. All right, I don't know. Shanu Chacham Nechilu Kedeyas. Rabbi Belsky held you don't do nothing. No, halachically, it's nothing. It's 100% mut. You don't have to do anything. Out of Hill, that making these filters is a kilkel. You don't have to do anything. Okay, there are other places. Rav David Feinstein holds you have to filter the water. Rav David Feinstein holds and you have to filter the water. And Rav Herschel Schachter, he changed his mind a few times, yeah. Back and forth. What he passes. Okay. Any event, Shanu Chachamim b'Mishnah in Moitzin es Ha'ur. Is that the right word? Ur? Loi min ha'itzim v'loi min ha'avadim. You're not allowed to bring forth, create new fire. You're not allowed to create a new fire. You can transfer fire, but you're not allowed to create a new fire. Loi min ha'itzim v'loi min ha'avadim. Not from wood, not from stone. V'loi min ha'ofer, not from earth. V'loi min ha'arofim, from coals, from tiles. V'loi min ha'mayim, not from water. What do you mean from water? How do you produce fire from water? Magic. V'yachi perusha, the eitzim avonim kishemechachim habe zemzem, when you rub wood and stone one against another in a certain technique, b'zeh teitzim ahem, or you can produce sparks. U'min ha'ofar, perush rashi, karakakasha, a certain type of earth, a very hard type of earth, kishechoyfrin oisa, when you go and you dig it, you rub against it very hard in a unique technique, ma'itziya or, ke'ein gargishta shalonu, like our gargishta, I don't know what this is, mimakim machpoyrish shalah, when you extract this type of hard earth from its source, you produce sparks, and you can use that to ignite to make a fire. The Haran Perish Sufi Bakar, he learns that the when it says here from the offer, it means from waste fertilizer. Matminim the offer, you take the waste of animals and you put it in earth. Uchashem rakivin, and when it rots, when it decays. Yoitze mehen or, period.
Methane.
Okay. They use the fertilizer. It's very dangerous. Anyone that buys fertilizer, they can make bombs. Yeah. They make bombs. So fertilizer is something which they use to is very combustible. Next, umin hara ofim tiles. Hainu kishachem miluvanim, when they are burning hot. Period. Minamayim. How do you make fire from water? you may have a glass of water and you direct it against the rays of the sun, like a magnifying glass, and then it produces fire. Perish Rashi, nice to mind, water in a glass utensil, levana, white glass, the nice night bechama, and you put it in the rays of the sun, kisha hashemesh cham me'oid, the hazuchis moitzir shel heves, and the glass produces a flame. Like a magnifying glass, the nevim, the uros, you bring different pieces of linen, different stalks of flax, umagim bezuchis, and it touches the glass, it's burning hot, vihibo eres, and it burns and produces fire, ad kan lishane. So therefore he gives many different examples. The basic sort of here is that it is categorically forbidden to create, to produce a new flame, a new fire in any way whatsoever. Whether you're going to do it from rubbing stones together, rubbing wood together, from rubbing earth, unique type of earth, water, or fertilizer, any technique you have up your sleeve that you can produce a new flame on Yom Tov is asur. Why? Why is it asur? Uvetam ho isur mishum dehavale noilat. Rashi and the Ran learn it's because of muksa. It's not because of malacha. Seemingly they hold that as far as malacha is concerned, it's mutter. Why is the mutter? Oichel nefesh. Amitayach shotu l'tzoich oichel nefesh, shotu nami shaloi l'tzoich oichel nefesh. So as far as doing a malacha is concerned, according to Rashi and the Ran, only them, we'll come to the Rambam in a moment, there's no issue whatsoever. It's because of muksa. Now muksa is a davar chamor, but it's not a deraisa. Memela is not going to be malchus. A person will go to do violate this halacha and would go and would make a fire on Yom Tov, would be a violated nisa d'rabban of muksa, but he's not chayiv malchus for doing a malacha deraisa on Yom Tov. V'chein kosav haraivit reish perigdas. You know, if the Raivit's saying this, you can bet your bottom buck that the Rambam is saying the opposite. Avol harambam kosav shom ein mutzin emino es eish loy mino eitzim loy mino avonim loy mino mino matoch not for metal ki goin for example shechoychim oitzam for example shechoychim oitzam zo bezo to raw piece of material one against the other makin eitzam zo bezo you hit the metal one against the other agitates the eish lachin a naft hachad b'yoyseh shu kimayim it's very sharp, it's very powerful, it's very potent. Shukimayim shema nidin oiso atche yadlik. I don't know exactly what that means. You do some technique in order to light. O kli zach kosha oizuchukis malei mayim or utensil full of water. Shemanich moiso kinegin ayin hashemesh. I think we're missing some of the sheets. We don't have. We are reading now. Hashemesh atche yachz sheyachzor nago lepishton. You make it very hot through some type of technique until you put some stalks of flax against it. Yalik kol zeh chiyotze bo osur biyomtev shlihutar biyomtev ev el lahaver me'esh mitsuya. It is only permitted on yomtev to transport fire from a pre-existing flame. So if you have a flame, a yahrzeit candle that's lit for this purpose, you can take another candle and light from this yahrzeit candle. It's not a lit l'shem yahrzeit. It's lit l'shem yishav fire, and you can transfer. You can light up the range, or you can light up another fire. You can transfer as long as there is a pre-existing flame. But to create a new flame, yesh me'ayin, that is categorically aser.
Are you allowed to take a match?
He's going to discuss that. Very good question. Are you allowed to go and take a match and put a match in a candle and then use that match to light up the range? So that he has an entire discussion over here in Oizvav. Oizvav, he goes into detail and he basically says the minig is to be matir. It's mortar. That's what the minig olam is, that we do it. It's done. But it's not so simple, he says. It's not so simple why it should be permitted. He says it's not so simple. He says the oilam does it, everyone does it, but he doesn't understand really why it's smooth, because the fact that you have the sulfur on the tip, that might be in a different category, and he grapples, he debates this issue. We'll come to it later on, but let's first get to the basics.
The difficulty is when you have to use the match, you have to let it go, let it burn out by itself.
Right, so you put it down. Right, you put it down.
The tendency is to shake it.
But who says you can put a match in a candle and let it ignite? Is that considered? The question is that considered you're creating a new fire? A new fire? Because obviously the explosion is not purely because of the candle. There's something independent that you're doing. Just like you would agree, let's say you have two matches and you, is there such a thing, you rub two matches one against the other? That's so someone wants to do that. You take two matches, instead of rubbing the match, or like striking a match, that's also. Or we've been rubbing two, rubbing one, that's also. So maybe by even by taking the match and lighting in the flame, there is also a degree of creating a new type of fire, which would not ordinarily have been there, to let the catch on to the wood, and it may, there's a svara to say that it should be also to light a match on Yom Tov. Okay, we'll come to that later on. Let's see if we'll finish up. Let's get there first. Now, Ma'or HaDavar, now over here he writes over here that Yidala does Aval HaVar Me'esh Mitzuya Aval HaLihimot LaHamtzi Esh Osor. Now here is where the Rambam says his Chiddush. Shari Efshar LaHamtzi Oysa Mibe'erev Ad Kan L'Shoyne. The Rambam says the reason why you are not allowed to create a new fire on Yom Tov is because it's a Malacha De'oraisa. Because you could have done this yesterday. The only time you're allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov letzarech oichel nefesh, and by extension, once you can do oichel nefesh, you can do it now oichel nefesh, is only a type of malacha that you could not possibly have done yesterday. You can't have, you need fresh food. If you're going to cook yesterday, the food's not going to be fresh. It's going to be spoiled. Fire is something that you could have done yesterday. Just have a large kindle, have enough fuel for it to last for 24 hours. So therefore, the Rambam does not make any mention of muksa. He makes mention of malacha, and this is the incredible chiddush of the Rambam, which the Aruch HaShulchan now takes the test, takes issue with. Umeoid harbe tamua. The words of the Rambam are shocking. Shaharei the Gemara Sham. Where did the Rambam get this? Everything has to be sourced, and the Gemara mentions the makar for lighting a fire on Yom Tov is muksa noilat. It's like an egg that was laid on Yom Tov. Sharei b'Gemara Sham Amru Mefurish My Time Amishum Dukom Moilit. The Yom Tov, the Gemara says explicitly, the reason why you may not light a new fire on Yom Tov is because you are creating. Umoro Loses Tami Limoy. Where did the Rambam get this to give a new reason that the prohibition should be because of Malacha? Vareihu Shemachmir B'Muksa B'Yom Tov Yosem B'Shabbos K'mashakasa B'Simen Tov Tzadikei. Especially the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Muksa on Yom Tov is even more chamur than Shabbos in certain areas. The Kol Shchin B'Noilad V'Lomo Lo Hispik Lo Tam Hashas. So why did the Rambam need to go and tell us the Tam? Because you could have done this Erev Yom Tov when we have this simple reason given in the Gemara of Muksa. So Aruch Hashem comes to the rescue. The Rambam really agrees that the Iker Tam is Muksa. But he's not satisfied with that. Why is it also to create a new fire? Shehatoira hitira leefes ulavashal biyamtiv, the ain bishul viafila beloy ur, the imkain, hare behechrach shetira hatoira lasos eish biyamtiv, uleze oimer she ain zehechruch, shetera me eish mitsuya kemo migachel, because ain zehechruch, I know what the word is. Shehatera me eish mitsuya kama
migachel.
The cook is from an eish
mitsuya.
Shehatera me the cook is me eish mitsuya kama migachel. So kol uminer uchiyotze bezeh v'loy lahamsi or chodosh. Period. V'zeh ki machshirei oichel nefesh, and this is like a machshirei oichel nefesh. Mashi yuchel asos me'erv yamtiv aser b'yamtiv min hatera. So he's not coming to disagree. The Afam Zek Oichel Nefesh Asa Mikomakam Midrabon Asa Bezesh Evshem Yav Yamta Vehin Emes de Behavara Aminan Mikoch Kemashakosav Sham Zerakol Meish Mitsuya. This I'm saying Mitoch Chutl Lotzorch Chutl Shlel Tzorch. That's only when it's from Meish Mitsuya. Avam Meish Enem Mitsuya Asa Mishum Nila. So he's saying over here is that he's not coming over here to really disagree. Of course, the Rambam really holds the Tam why it's also is because of Muksa. When the Rambam says because of Malacha, he's coming to explain. So what? It's muksa. Big deal. So it's muksa. So it's muksa, but it's the tzorich oichel nefesh. So he's coming to give a hesber why Chazal were machmir on muksa with regard to eish. And that's because it's a malacha she'efshar la'soisa me'erev yamtiv. Once it becomes a malacha which you can do me'erev yamtiv, now we first trigger the prohibition of muksa. So this is how the Aruch HaShulchan understands the Rambam. The bottom line is, a new age that comes into existence on Yom Tov is also Mishum Muksa. And the reason why we don't overlook Muksa because of the principle of Oichel Nefesh, because you can't cook without making a fire, is because the fire could have been brought into this world Erev Yom Tov.
So would you be allowed to tell a guy to make a fresh fire?
So you're doing that you do... That's... Are you allowed to tell a guy to make a fire? I guess so. I mean, it's a tzarech mitzvah. It's a shvus to making.
Somebody doesn't have food, he needs a fire.
No, so it's not necessarily shvus to shvus. According to the Rambam, it's really a malacha. It's really a malacha. So it's only one shvus. So it has to be a meal of tzarech mitzvah. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
Sudas mitzvah. He doesn't have food.
So the enachnami a sudas mitzvah. Then a meal lakum is mutter for l'shun mitzvah. But let's say it's not l'shun mitzvah. Let's say just you want to be able to read at night. It's dark. You want some light. And you want to tell the guy to turn on the you want to tell him to light a candle so you have light. So lighting a candle, according to the Rambam, it still remained. It's a malacha deraisa. It's not a din muksa. Muksa is a derabanan. So telling a guy is a derabanan. So it's a shvus to shvus. But here, it's not even that. Here, according to the Rambam, he seems to be saying that making a light candle, lighting a candle on Yom Tov is mamish a malacha deraisa. So then it's only one shvus. So I don't know the answer. I don't know. I have to look into this more. Oy stali. The Magi Mishnah perish. The Be'esh Eiv Shalessa Mishum Noilat. The Magi Mishnah has a different interpretation. See, the Magi Mishnah is coming to kill us, not like what Chashulchan says. But the truth is that there is no Noilat. Now, what about the Gemara? Well, he discussed that in a moment. Umizel Shonai. Shrein. This is a very interesting insight. Shrein. Shrein Ze Kibetsa Shenolda Shasura Lefi Shreina Rudover Haroi Biatzmai Ela Levashul Ule Efes. Now, let me just tell you, cut to the chase, what he means at the very, very end. And then we'll go through the words inside. According to the Magid Mishnah, fire is a davar she'ein boi mamish. A flame has no mamashis. You can't touch it, you get burnt. But it's not something that has mamashis. When Chazal instituted this principle of noilad, it was only instituted on things that you can, objects that you can touch, you can feel, you can sense. An egg. An egg was laid on Yom Tov. That's called noilad. Because an egg is food.
No, mamash.
So davar sheyesh b'mamish, but a fire that came into existence by rubbing two stones together and putting a piece of flax in the middle and producing a fire, that's a davar she'ein boi mamish. It's not shaykh there should be upon a davar she'ein boi mamish the laws of muksa called noilat. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan in the beginning doesn't understand this, and he says that when he makes it, what? It doesn't matter, but noilat, when Chazal instituted the principle of noilat, they only created noilat on a davar sheyesh b'mamish. Therefore, it is impossible that there should be a din of muksa, noilat is an extension of muksa, on fire. Therefore, the Rambam had to say, the reason why you're not allowed to light a fire on Yom Tov is because of some malacha that you could have done yesterday. Don't tell me the reason why you can't light a fire is because now that it's a new thing, this thing did not exist yesterday, it first came into existence today, it's noilat. No! The principle of noilat only exists on objects that you can touch and sense, that you can touch. But fire is something which is a davar she'ein by mamish, so there cannot possibly be noilat. We need to come on to the principle of malacha she'efshel asoisa me'erev Yom Tov. Now, before we get down to all that, Aruch HaShulchan is being misled because he thinks that when the Magen Mishnah explains this principle of Noilat, it was only said on food. On food. An egg is a food. I told you what it means. Lamaskan, it means, Dover Shiesh by Mamish means something that is physical, and you can tangible, you can touch. But in the Havman, he thought it meant food. And if it's not food, then there's no principle of Noilat. Fire is not food. Fire is not food. If fire is not food, there is no principle of noilat. And the Aruch HaShulchan says it doesn't make any sense. It's not a matter of being food. Just because it's not a food, it would still be a principle of noilat. So the Magid Mishnah really means that it's something which is not physical. It's something which is you can't touch. And he explains all that. Let's see what's the third line. The last word on the third line. Vinirin, ois dalet. Vinira. She'im hoitzi. Let's say a person did indeed violate the halacha and made a new fire on Yom Tov. It's mutter. How could it possibly be? If a person, let's say, a guy did it. A guy actually, when he light the fire, it's noilad. So you should not be allowed to use it. No, it's mutter. The only reason why you're not allowed to light a fire is because you could have done it yesterday. So if you're not the one who did it, If someone else did it, it would be moot. That's a very big difference when it comes to no life. When the chicken lays the egg, did I do anything? Did I lay the egg? Did I do a malacha? No, I did nothing wrong. So why can I eat the egg? I can't eat the egg because no lot. The egg came into existence for the very first time, so it's not relevant who did it. That's a chumrah in the rules of Noilat. But let's say a malacha was done. So if I did the malacha, I am not allowed to benefit. If I cook food on Yom Tov, I may not benefit from the malacha. If someone else cooked the food, then there are different opinions. I didn't do the malacha. Someone else did the malacha. So as long as now you're not dealing with noila, the food was in existence. There's no, it's in a different changed form. But let's talk about another.
He's not Jewish.
Okay, but that's a shah. But if he did not do it for you, he did it for himself, or he did it by accident, someone else allowed to benefit. So when it becomes an issue of doing a malacha, then the rules are much more relaxed. So therefore, you're going to have that same nafkamin over here when it comes to lighting a fire. If a goy lit the fire, so if it's midin noilad, I'm still not allowed to derive benefit because it did not exist before Shabbos began. The Yom Tov began. But if the prohibition is because the malacha was done, I didn't do the malacha. A guy did the malacha. Then I would be allowed to derive benefit from a light that was kindled on Shabbos. So it's very important to know if when it says in the Gemara, Mishum Noilad, Moilid, Moilid B'Yom Tov, does the Gemara mean literally Moilid Midin Muksa, or the Gemara means something else? If the Gemara is to be taken literally, then there would be a chumrah even if someone else lit the fire.
How is Nolad an extension of Muksa?
How is
Nolad an extension?
That's when the real Muksa is. Muksa is something that when Shabbos began, I did not have my mind upon it. When Shabbos began, I had no kavanah that I'm going to use this stone to throw at someone. A stone is an object that's Muksa Machmas Atzma. A stone has no purpose, has no use. It's not a building material, but not for Shabbos. If before Shabbos begins, I'm going to designate this stone. I'm going to use this stone to break nuts, to crack nuts. I'm going to use this stone to make noise and sure everyone should pay attention, should be quiet. Or I'm going to use this stone to throw at someone who I don't like. So then, the stone has been designated. So if Shabbos began, and I did not have kavanah, then I'm going to
use my radio.
Well, that maybe, no, that's a heter, because that's an exception to the rule, because that's a kli shemalachta li iser, and a kli shemalachta li iser is mutar letzorech gufoy u letzorech mekoymoy. If I need its place, or I need to use it for its own purpose. But let's make it more complex. I have a stone. A stone is muksa machmas atzmoy. It's more common than a radio is a kli, It's a kli shemalachta li iser. A stone is a more severe form of muksa. It's a muksa machmas atzmo. You're not allowed to move a stone if you want to use it to break nuts. You're not allowed to use a stone if you want to use it for in its place, because it's muksa machmas atzmo. But if I designate it before Shabbos begins, then it becomes muksa. So when I did not designate it, it's out of my mind. Out of my mind, therefore it's off limits. There's no good thing that's more out of your mind when Shabbos begins than something which should not yet come into existence. An egg that's still in the chicken is not even in the thoughts of my mind that it exists, that I should want to use it. What? What? Doesn't matter. It's still davar shaloi bali olam. Even though you anticipate it's coming, it's still a davar shaloi bali olam. It did not come into existence. So therefore, in your mind, subconsciously, it's out of your mind. It can't even be in your mind because it's not even here yet. You can't even give me designation. So that's the ultimate form of muksa. It's the ultimate. So lighting a fire, seemingly, should also be the ultimate form of muksa. How can I use this flame? This flame did not exist when Shabbos began. It was out of my mind. So along comes Erech HaShulchan, and he says, no, the rules of a flame do not fall under the principle of muksa, because it has to be a davar sheyesh boi mamish. Not davar sheyesh boi mamish, then you have a lien, so you can use it. Let's continue. So here he says over here, let's start with Ela Sheikar. We're up to Veloyash Ela Mishum Shlohoy Lahoy, Kavan Shev Shalomir Yandav, Akal Shaday. Now, so that's Uldvarv. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down from Isdal. Uldvarv, Hodukabra Bigamara. My timer, Mishum become moiled b'yom tif. So here is what the Magen Mishnah is saying in the awesome, awesome Chiddush. Don't take the Gemara literally. Okay, try that today with someone. Ein hakavana mishum iser noilad. Ela mishum shlo hoyloy lehoyled biyamtev. The Gemara doesn't mean moiled midin muksa. It means you're not allowed to do a malacha. You're a navarion. You're a balavera. You have done a sin. If you've done a sin, you're not allowed to derive benefit from your avera. Ela sheikar dvarv tivar. That's what it says in the Magid Mishnah. Now that he says here, he gets a little bit confused. Aruch Hashulchan. Ela sheikar dvarv tmuim. The very, very difficult. Perplexing. How can you say that if it's not a food? See, he at this point does not understand that it means davshim mamish. It means a food. V'hari iser the Shabbos kelim, iser the shivrei kelim, who mitam noilan. If you broken utensil, it's muksa mishum noilan, and that's not food. If you have a utensil that breaks, on Yom Tov, it now becomes muksa. The broken piece are muksa because of noilat. But broken utensil is not food. How then can a broken utensil fall in the category of noilat? V'chein isur lahasik bigar inim. You're not allowed to take the seeds of your food and burn them. It's havi mishum noilat. You're using it for fuel. It's not food. K'masha kasa b'simin tof kuf aleph. V'tzorach lama. Therefore, you have to say that when the Magid Mishnah said that if it's not food, it's not noilat, he does not mean food. He means a dover she'ein boy mamish. V'tzorach lama. The kavanasa delav davka oichel yesh mishum noilat. Ela kol dover mamoshi is noilat. Avul or she'ein boy mamoshus klal kamosh she'ein boy isra klal she'ein boy isra ha'itzor b'shabes. So like fire. Technically speaking, if you carry fire in the street, Dalar Amas, you chayef ha'avara, ha'itzor nachmasa, no. The only time you're going to be chayef ha'avara is only if you carry with it the wick, or a twig, or some type of fuel.
No, on the way.
No, so there are sparks. I have a spark. Shdavash ein b'mam, you flick a spark. You flick a spark, me'rishus hayachet or rishus harabim. Or you flick a spark in the street, Dalar Amas. Are you chayef b'maver dalar amas b'rishus harabim? No. Because a spark is a dover she'ein boy mamish.
You're going with your hat's on fire. You're walking with it.
The hat. So you're chayef for the hat, not for the fire.
The light away your hat.
How can you carry a spark?
All right, I hear the question. The point of here is you go and you flick sparks in the mirishus hayachal mirishus ram your pot. But if you go and you carry, when all time you're carrying fuel, the material, the if you have a piece of wood that is on fire and you carry the piece of wood, then you chay for the piece of wood. Let's go further.
Can you carry a spark?
You flick it. You can't carry, but you can flick it. I don't know if it's somehow, if there's some technique of carrying a spark or transferring from Rishus Hayachat to Rishus Haram, you're going to be potter. Let's say you have a spark that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash and you derive benefit. You warm yourself up or you light your cigarette with a spark from the Beis Hamikdash. Are you chayev mi'ila? No, because a spark is a davar she'en by mamish. If you bow down to a spark, you potter. How is it possible? So we have a lot of beautiful Yisoides over here. The Gemara says that if a new fire comes into existence on Yom Tov, it's Aser. Why is it Aser? The words of the Gemara is the Kamoile de Yom Tov, which simply means that it's an Iser of Muktza. And that's really what the Ran and Rashi say. It's muksa, a principle of muksa. Along comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says, no, the reason why is because you have done a melacha de oiraisa of havara. And don't tell me, but you're allowed to make a fire, you're only allowed to do it for oichel nefesh, only things that are impossible to do in advance. But lighting the flame that you're going to use to cook your food could have been done erev yom tif. But it says in the Gemara, moilid. So first the Aruch HaShulchan says, of course there's muksa. It's just that, why is there muksa? Why didn't Chazal lift the prohibition of muksa l'shem oichel nefesh? The answer is, because you could have done this Erev Yom Tov. You need to come on to the principle that you could do it Erev Yom Tov to understand why Chazal instituted the principle of muksa. Along comes the Magid Mishnah, and he says, no, there is no muksa, period. Because of this fundamental principle, is that a davar she'ein by mamish is not subject to laws of muksa, of noilat. Just like a davar she'ein by mamish is not subject to the laws of avodah zara, it's not subject to the laws of haitzah v'hachnasa, it's not subject to the laws of nenef in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not subject to the laws of muksa either, period. So there is no muksa. And the only time why a fire is us is because you have done an avera. You're not allowed to be nenef from a dvar avera on yomtif. That will have a leniency relative to the Rambam, is that if you're not the one who did the malacha, if a non-Jew lit the fire, I didn't do the malacha. Someone else did the malacha for his own purpose. Then I am allowed to derive benefit from this malacha on Yom Tov. But if you learn, like the Rambam, that there is still a principle of muksa in play, and the reason why it's muksa is because you could have done before Yom Tov, but muksa is still the bottom line why you're not allowed to derive benefit, then if a goy would light the fire on Yom Tov, it would be also just as well, because it's totally in the din of muksa. So these are the Yisoidos, and on according to the Magi Mishnah, how could he ignore a Beferish or Gemara that says Muksa? See, the Rambam is not ignoring the Gemara. The Rambam says, bottom line, Muksa. Why is there Muksa? Because it's a Malacha, was done. A Malacha could have been done before Yom Tov, but bottom line, it's Muksa. But according to the Magi Mishnah, there is no Muksa. There is no Muksa, so what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says Muksa? The Gemara is Lav Dafka. When the Gemara says Moilid, it means because you've done the Malacha. Okay, this is a very, very interesting insight to learn. Next paragraph. Oyd shanina b'mishnah. Einayisim b'cham b'yom tif. Now this is, you're not make coals on Yom Tif. V'hayinu lethal etzim l'havim ha'shiyasu b'cham, you're not take coals to burn them until they become red hot. V'achar kach levashal, I think this is a mistake, levashal bohem. V'perish Rashi, mishun d'chavi klei kli l'tzorfei zov. You're making a utensil to smelt gold. The Ran Perish Mishum Dehavi Mechave Shebe Asiyas HaPechamim Nichbeh Eish, the fire goes out. Vedavka Asiyas Pechamim, only making coals, Avalahavir Pechamim, to ignite coals from a pre-existing fire, Tzainim is Pshita the Mutter. Okay, so what's the new principle he's saying over here is, a new halacha, you're not allowed to create Pechamim on Yom Tov. How do you make a coal? I take a piece of wood, a certain type of piece of wood, and I put it in the fire, and I let it burn until it's reduced to a coal, and then I can take this coal and use it to have a barbecue.
That's a mark of a barbecue.
So why is that forbidden? Why is it forbidden to go and to take a piece of wood? I'm not making a fire. There's a pre-existing fire here from before Yom Tov. I'm taking the piece of wood, I'm putting it in the fire, and by leaving it here for an hour, it's going to turn into a pecham. I'm then going to take this coal and bring it to my grill. I'm going to put it under the grill. I'm going to take a piece of meat. I'm going to have a beautiful barbecue on Yom Tov. Why is that forbidden? Two reasons. Number one, kibui. Incredible chiddush. This is called extinguishing. Taking a piece of wood that is ablaze and doing with it, you're putting it in the fire in order that it should be reduced to something that is very small, that's red hot, in the opinion of the Rambam, is in the category of, in the Ran, is the equivalent of extinguishing. Isn't that a chiddush? Incredible chiddush. With the candle? No. What was the candle? You're lighting a candle. There's no kibui in the candle. Right. It's going to burn out. But you're not reducing. Either it's lit or it's not lit. The fire is the same until the last drop. Maxwell House. Good to the last drop. Until we get down to the last bit of fuel, of wax.
You're not going to use the residue of the candle for anything.
Taking a piece of wood and reducing it to a different form, he learns, is a category of kibui. That's a very big chiddush. That's what the Ran says. The other is because, like what you really said, is makeb, you're making a kli, you're making a utensil. It's like makeb patish. You're making something new, you're making a utensil, you're making an object which a smelter, a blacksmith, a goldsmith, a silversmith can use as one of his utensils, objects in his.
You're going to use it for that purpose.
Well, also doesn't matter. Since by definition a pecham, a coal, is something which is used by craftsmen for specific purposes, even though you're using it for food purposes, you're cogging, that's what he says. He says that your I don't know why, but he's saying you're making a utensil on Yom Tov, and he considers it to be forbidden. So that's why one may not make that. It's not okay. We don't make coals today. Who makes coals today? You buy them ready made, right? They come ready made. You buy in these packs. But he's saying time Chazal, people would make. You won't have a barbecue. You have to make the coal. So think about it. Are you allowed to make the coals on Yom Tov? What are you doing? The halacha, you always have to start out.
It's a big difference. If you make a barbecue, you have to use a ready coal. You can't use...
ready-use coal is mutter. You just said it's finished. To take a ready-made coal and ignite it with a pre-existing... It's mutter. He writes beferish.
Right,
it's mutter.
If you want to take wood on in your barbecue...
To make a coal, that is also for two reasons. A Rav once taught me, in halacha, every time you have a shayla, the way you approach a shayla in halacha is, it's mutter. Any time a person comes to ask you a shayla, this is a chiddush, this is Rav Dovi, someone comes to you with a novel question, can I do this on Shabbos? Can I do this on Yom Tov? Your approach is, of course, it's mutter. Why should we find a reason to make it aser? You have to search for a reason. Oh, maybe it's because of there's a reason why we should be machmir because you're doing this, or you're doing this, or you're doing this. But when a person comes to Shiloh, can you do this on Shabbos? The first thing is awesome. We have to find a reason why it should be mutter. That's not the correct approach to Piskei Halacha. Piskei Halacha, Torah came to make it easy for you. You have to be Talmud Chacham to know why it should be also. You know, if I'm Aris and I'm Aris, it doesn't help you. But the approach should always be it's mutter. You want to make a call. You want to make calls on Shabbos. What's the on Yom Tov? What's the problem? On a barbecue. You hear people about do this. They have barbecues on Yom Tov. They hear people on a barbecue. So we need coals. I don't have coals, but I have this type of wood, and from this wood I'm going to be able to produce coals. Why should it be also? Fire. I have the yards I kindle in the house. Pre-existing fire. I'm doing Havara L'Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. Everything is, all the green lights are here. What's the problem? He's Mechadish. Taking wood, reducing it to a coal is Kibui, or taking a wood and reducing it to a coal, you are fashioning a new utensil on Yom Tov. So even though, irrespective of the fact that the fire may not be an issue, but the fashioning of a new utensil, that is problematic on Yom Tov. That's what he says. V'tanya, now he talks about fanning, to ignite. Now it goes a new halacha. Now, what about if you're using a bellow to fan the flames of your barbecue? So that is uvdu d'chol. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to use a professional bellow. Ein noifchin b'mapuche. A special professional blower. It's aser. B'mapuche d'mechzei maris ayin ku'umen oisem alacha. Okay, a new prohibition. You're having a barbecue in your backyard, and you want to go and fan the flames of the fire, so to take out a special utensil that's used by professionals to go and prepare the fire to melt gold and silver, maris ayin. Today would it be Marisayan? Probably not, because who in their right mind would be doing this in their backyard other than getting their barbecue up and going? But to time of Chazal, this would be Marisayan. Aval Neifchim Bishif Eferes, but to blow with a straw, if the barbecue is not going well and you want to take a straw and get some oxygen in there in order to get it going, it's mutter. There's another type of bellow, which is somewhere in the middle, which is the Shabbat. Let's skip all this because it's not okay. I thought only we'll do the matches, we'll bring on time. So one more three matches. He writes two generations. Now, I don't know what he means by two generations. Against the invention of the match, you have to Google the match, see when they invented matches. He says, two generations, Shetzlenu Mishtamshim B'chol B'hoitzos, in the weekday, how do you make a fire? How do you start a fire during the weekday? You strike a match. Mishtamshim B'chol B'hoitzos Ho'or Ayri Atzei Gofres Sheyesh Bohem B'roisham, I don't know what this word is, Sheboitomun Chamimos Rav Uchishemechachin Oiso Al Ezedover Miad Yetzei Eish V'nechaz B'hoitz Hadak Shekorin, whatever that word is, Okay, so a match.
1805.
Two generations before us.
Wow.
That's right. Kishnei Doros Shatzleinu. Kishnei Doros. So he lived in the beginning of the 19th, 100 years, Takas Mamadik is precise. Because he lived in the beginning of the 20th century. early 1900s, the Aruch HaShulchan, and he's writing back, it's already been two generations.
Right.
So it's been 100 years. It's already been 100 years that we have a minig among us in this world to strike, to make a fire by lighting a match. So, are you allowed to strike a match on Yom Tov? V'davar yidua? Of course not. You're not allowed to make a new fire, no matter v'davar yidua, should be Yom Tov also, mishum nolad. Okay, that's pasha, you're not allowed to strike a match. Everyone knows that. V'chulanu nisan mizeh. Omnam, here's the shaila. You want to go light the range. Turn on the gas. I mean, where are you going to get? Where are you going to get the fire from the yard side candle? How am I going to get fire from the yard side candle to the range? I can take a candle. That's a big tirucha. I can take a candle. I'm going to light. Then I want to do the candle. I have to put the candle in the leichter. I let the candle burn out.
Right.
So isn't it much easier to just take a match? I'll light, take a match, put the match, light the range, and put the match in the sink, and the match will just naturally burn out. Okay, the match will burn out. Isn't that much easier to take a match?
It's easier to put it in the yard side candle glass. Let it stay there.
Okay, if you know the wick. So what do you do with the what? So I just want to go take a match and light the match to the yard side candle and bring the fire to the range. Can I do that?
That's
can I do that?
So wasn't a match, it was just like a toothpick or something, that would be okay.
Yes, that would be ideal. Take a toothpick and light the from the yard side candle and then go to the range and then take a toothpick and drop the toothpick gently in the sink. You let the toothpick drop in the sink and let it burn out. That would be very, that would be posh, that's mutter.
Right.
But here you're not a toothpick. You use them all up. But I have matches. And I'll take a match. And maybe you'll use the back of the match.
Right.
Why not?
Travel up in a middle
it's dangerous. Chamina sakanta. That's right. Chamina sakanta yosa meisura. Okay, now, v'davar yidua shev yom tov asur mishum nolad. Now, v'kum zom zeh. Omnam, okay, here's fascinating HaShulchan. Right smack in the middle of Yisvav. Omnam, b'yalduseinu, in my youth, nispashe taheter. Everyone does it. Shenoigim oisai b'gacheles, you take a match, and the match touches a coal, or a fire for that matter, okay, no difference. B'gacheles bo'eres, a burning hot coal. Umiyad, the fire is ascending as a coal, no difference. Umiyad doilekes, and it ignites. So you gotta do this. Everyone does it. Yodati v'lo yodati tama heter. I don't know why it's mutter. I'm not so sure taking a match to a fire, to a candle, is mutter on Yom Tov. The sulfur, whatever chemicals they put on the tip of the match, maybe when it ignites, it's considered in one dimension to be a new fire. And a new fire is also. An old fire is mutter.
But
so
if you keep the match in, not just ignite it, but keep it in an extra second. Then
it doesn't matter. You're causing some explosion. You're causing some explosion of the sulfur. That's his debate. What's the science behind it? What does halacha say about it? What in halacha, it usually depends upon perspective. That's a very big principle you have in halacha. Science is not always what counts in halacha. What counts many times is perception. So v'lo yodati tama heter hasoif. Called soif. The bottom line is moitzin eish min hagofris. You're producing a new fire from the match. It's not traditional. It's not the traditional way of transferring fire from one place to another. There's something new coming about through this explosion of chemicals on the tip of the match. People do it. Maybe takat smuta. Maybe not. Maybe so that v'shamati bialdusi shegodolechot hiterzeh. There was a very big pasuk that said it's smuta. V'tamam mishum de'eno eish min hagofris. It's not new fire. It's just combustion. It's just some materials burn better than others. Wood burns faster than dry wood burns better than moist wood. So
can you dip a piece of wood in oil and then put it
right? So basically, he's saying it's not the explosion of the sulfur is not new. It's just combustible. It's just a certain type of fire. The ein ha'esh me'agofris, it's not fire. Ela shemoitzi ha'esh me'agachelis, the fire is coming from the coal, from the flame. Me'agachelis shemibnei sheyesh be'yisoyed ha'esh harbe, because this sulfur has certain types of chemicals, it burns very well, it's combustible. Me'sheves aleha ha'shal heves me'agachelis, it causes the flame to easily come upon it. And me'melo is just a transfer of fire. It's not considered new fire. The Dover Zet Sarach Raya, this is something which has to be requires further discussion, if this is correct. Maybe when you take a match to a fire, you are arousing something new. In halacha, how do we view putting a match in a fire on Yom Tov? It helps it out. It's not noilat. It's already matzui miu ba'alkoponim ha'olam nogu b'zeheter. Okay, so therefore, basically, he just is more of the question. He says he acknowledges that today in his time the mino ko'olam was mutter to take a match, put the match in a flame, and have the match ignite, and then take that match and go and bring fire to wherever you need there to be fire. He has a dilemma: is this really mutter? Maybe putting the match in the fire can be perceived as a form of creating a new fire. You have to study the science behind it, have to study the perception to the average man behind it, and you have to know the halachas. What is it? Midin noilad? Is it midin muksa? Is it midin melacha? There are many variables which are interplaying one with another, and it's a complex matter. The bottom line is, Hanach lehem li yisrael v'enim v'nenevim. He holds it's mutter. This is the minig olam, it's mutter.
Because if you take a match and you don't rub it on the light.
If you don't, what do you mean?
If you take a match and you don't rub it against that sandpaper, it will not light.
That's the question.
It's not lighting because of the normal way of
life. That is the big question. That's the question.
What if a pilot light is on and you...
Of course, you can... Oh, if pilot light is on, yeah.
And turn on the stove, whatever to...
As long as the pilot light is already on, as long as the new fire is only being transferred... It's being transferred, and you're igniting gas, so that's natural.
Electric,
that's today. It's much more problematic. They don't have pilots anymore. Right. I think
pilots
all the new.
Illegal.
I think it's illegal now, right?
You cannot manufacture a stove
with a pilot light.
But you can buy an old stove that has one.
Old stove, okay, but in economy, so technology has made things very complex. That's what he says. He says the minig is that it's mutter. Aruch HaShulchan says it's mutter. Yeah, Aruch HaShulchan. Over the art scroll, they might have some footnotes and tell you otherwise. But Aruch HaShulchan here, we saw he says that it's mutter. Okay, that's the bottom line. Okay, we'll take a short break.